Good evening. The Fairbanks City Council Citizens Engagement Academy graduation is called to order. Madam Clerk, will you take the roll?
Ms. Therrien.
I'm here.
Yay. Mr. Cleworth.
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle. Mr. Ringstad.
Here.
Mr. Marnie.
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell.
Here.
And Mayor O'Neill.
Here. Well, good evening and welcome to your graduation. We are so excited to honor you today. Our fourth class of citizens who have gone through the Citizens Engagement Academy. You are a class of very special people because not everybody got into this class that wanted to. But you all took the time and dedication to come in this week, meaning 11 weeks, going through 10 different departments of the city of Fairbanks, listening to department heads, taking tours of our facilities, getting examples from the engineering department. It's always a good time. And building community. And I think while, you know, we do this as a way to learn about the city and learn about local government, what we're really doing here is community building. And what you are all doing here is community building. After you graduate today, you are an ambassador of the city. You are somebody who knows more about the city than most people who live in it. You are somebody who can answer questions about snow, about snow removal, about garbage fees, about how we do a project in the engineering department and how the mayor's office works and all of the things. You even know what it feels like to sit at the dais and argue or discuss about community ideas and events. So thank you for your time and thank you for your investment in this course. Also want to say thank you to Danny for all the work that you've done to put this together, and Shannon Lamb, who also had a great hand in coordinating food and resources for everybody here. So, so let's do a little round of applause. So it is a special day, and we are here to honor you. At this time, I'd like to open up the floor if anybody would like to say any remarks or provide any sort of feedback or testimony about your time here. We have scheduled that to hear back from you.
I just want to say a humongous thank you to Danny for organizing us. I'm Julia Nalika. I live here within the city, and I've really, really appreciated the investment that the city has put into this, not only with their time, but also resources to develop further advocates for all of the work that you guys do here and all of the departments as well. I just want to say that it was really eye-opening. I had no idea how many parts of our lives that the city touches, and I just want to say thank you so much for your service, and please thank all of the department heads as well for their time. Thank you.
I'm John O'Brien. I just want to say a quick thank you for all the wonderful food that was provided. You can't learn on an empty stomach, I've learned, and it was just really kind, and it made it nice for everybody attending, and I just think it just shows care and good quality of the program. Learned a ton, and really pleased with the whole experience, but thanks for the food especially.
I'll be quick. I just wanted to thank you guys for opening up the class for folks that serve on borough commissions. I'm not a citizen of the city of Fairbanks, but I do live in the borough and work in the city. and have for my whole life. So I really appreciate that you guys opened it for people on the borough commissions. And this class was really fun to do. I did the Borough's Engagement Academy last year, and it was getting to do both of them and see the different things that are done by the borough versus the city. Those two classes in combination have been some of my favorite learning that I've done in adulthood, getting to see how the pieces kind of work together. So thank you for opening it up to people on the commissions as well.
My name is Ariel, and I also wanted to say thank you. I learned so much, and it was a really fun time. And I know it's such a huge commitment for all of you guys. It's probably the last thing you want to do for 2 hours a night every week. So thank you. But I did learn a ton, and at least for me, I think it was super beneficial because not just me learning, I've taught all my coworkers all the things, whether they like it or not, they get to hear all the things. And so I just think that's pretty cool because I learned things. And so, you know, when you hear things in the community that aren't true, it's cool to be kind of an advocate and be like, that's not how it works. So, you know, kind of informing yourself so that you can inform others. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hello and good evening. I want just to state my appreciation for this engagement academy. New to Fairbanks, I moved here about 6 years. The funny part is we moved from a warm Hawaii to Alaska. Now that I'm here, I'm glad this helped me learn about the city. This is where we're going to be living from now on. So this was a big part in helping me understand and learn what's going on in the city, and I really do appreciate it and wanted to thank everybody involved for this opportunity. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to say anything? Okay, that's wonderful. Well, next we will have the presentation of certificates and gift bags. So.
Do you want me to just hand them all to you guys?
Sure. Sure. We start in order. I think there are several people who couldn't make it tonight. A handful have emailed me, but we're going to hand out to those and celebrate those who are here. We'll also call the names of those who aren't here just as. So first is Waltson.
Don O'Brien, another one of ours.
Bias.
Sadie's a two-time, she's an alumni that came back. Thank you so much. And now I present to you the 2026 graduating class of the Fairbanks Citizens Academy.
Now, I think it's time for cake.
Yeah.
Oh, group photo is next. Let's finish the agenda and then we'll do a group photo.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yep.
All right. So, council member comments. Are there any council member comments? Mr. Ringstead.
I'll start. First, I think your comments are appreciated, but they tell us how good our clerk is. And this is all the credit goes to her. It's her doing and her work, she and her staff. So I think that she's put her best foot forward on this one, and I'm glad that you all enjoyed it. Thank you.
Mr. Barney?
Well, I think, I know I've been involved at least three of them, if not all four, in the inaugural night where we get to talk, you know, from the council side. But I'm impressed that this is happening, for one, and give kudos to, of course, the city clerk, Danny. And it's something that should go on forever. Thank you.
Ms. Tidwell.
Congratulations. It's really neat to see this program grow over the years. I feel like when it started out, it was much smaller, and every year when they announce how many people are partaking, it's really exciting for us to see community members stepping up to actually learn what's going on here, and I'm really excited that you guys went through the whole program, and I'm happy to hear that you're sharing it with people in your own circles. That's great.
Mr. Cleworth?
Well, thank all of you for taking the time to participate. Most of the good ideas in Fairbanks originate at the city, and then the borough copies them. And it's good to see Ken Miller here. His father was a policeman for many, many years. Great man. I think he's still here in town, isn't he? Yeah. For Danny, for all the work that she's put into this over time. It is amazing to all of us on the council. We'll get phone calls from people that want us to do something with a library or at Pioneer Park, Alaska Land, whichever you prefer to call it. And on we have to say, well, that's not really something we do here. So now all of you can educate, like we heard here, people as to what we do and what we can't do here. So again, thank you.
Ms. Therian.
I just want to say congratulations to all of you for the effort that you put in to learn about our city and how things function. And I hope that we'll see you at citizens' comments at our meetings. It's always good to hear what people are thinking about what's going on in the city, and maybe you guys will run for office sometime. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Therrien. Ms. Snyder.
The whole point of the Citizen Engagement Academy is in the title of the academy, and we wouldn't be able to put on an academy if we didn't have interested citizens. So it's really heartening to me to see in the community that there are folks who want to learn, who have an open mind. And the time commitment is not small. I know you guys were rushing from work to get here every night. I appreciate that. This program is dear to my heart, and I'm so glad that each of you, that I got to know each of you this year and that each of you joined. And thank you for your kind comments. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Do you want to say anything?
Congratulations.
Thank you. And to close us out, Mr. Sanders.
I got to turn around. That's awesome. So, thank you all for coming. Sadie, it was great having you a second time. Like, that's pretty awesome. What, was this one better or is the first one better?
They're both the same. Uh-huh. I enjoyed
them both. Oh, good. Yeah, great answer. Yeah. Sadie and I flew down to Anchorage together the other day. So, but no, seriously, this is one of the favorite things that any of the staff members get to do. It really is. Like, no, I've never heard a single department head complain about their 2 hours that they're gonna spend. I've heard just the opposite. It's like, I can't get everything into 2 hours or an hour or whatever time frame they have. It's never enough for them because they love this thing. And you know, thank you all very much for what you do. And I hope you got something out of it. And I don't want to be standing between this group and cake and refreshments that we have. So thank you very much.
And with that, let us eat cake.
And can I add that Janine Moody was also a perfect attendance? I think she didn't get recognized for that. So, yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Great.
She needed that gold star.
Where would you like us for the photo?
Let's just come right up here in front of the mayor's seat and have a group photo if we can.
Yeah.